This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Bears were winning 17-6. Then the fourth quarter happened. Missed field goal by Cairo Santos, who Quentin said Bears should release and get a new field goal kicker. After the missed field goal, three straight unanswered touchdowns by the Minnesota Vikings. That sounds wild. For a defense that was shutting down J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings, shutting down Justin Jefferson, shutting down Aaron Jones. In the fourth quarter, it's almost like, man, the ball was just going so straight. And you thought to yourself, there it is, 20-6. And then it just hooked right. Like the wind just came out of nowhere, pushed it to the side. And you almost felt, or at least not almost, you felt in that moment, I felt in that moment, this is not good. And then sure enough, 6-play, 60-yard touchdown drive by J.J. McCarthy. Bears follow it with a 3-and-out. Another 3-play, 50-yard, 50 seconds. It took them 50 seconds to score that second touchdown. Two big plays, and then the tutty. Then the Bears get the ball back, punt. Then a 9-play, 68-yard touchdown. Bears couldn't stop anything in the fourth quarter. We saw it last year. Conditioning on this team. But some people, you know, they would like to place a larger part of the blame on someone in particular. And we're taking your calls for that. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. But is Caleb Williams the reason for the loss? In your mind, not mine, but in your mind? Let's go out to the phones. Let's go to Vic out in Elk Grove Village. Vic, when you hear that question, what's the answer for you? Is Caleb Williams the reason?
I would put 99% of the blame on Caleb Williams. And so this is what I'm going to say. So besides the first drive, which he did exceptionally well, in my opinion, he did great. Besides the first drive, he did not do anything to convince me that he's capable of leading this team to any kind of wins. There's so many easy passes that he missed. And in my opinion, let me ask you a question, Gabe. If instead of Caleb Williams, Tyson Bagent started the game, do you think
No. I can't, Vic. No, I don't. If Tyson Bagent starts the game, do the Bears win? No. That's it. I'm going to tell you no. I'm not going to have some conversation about Tyson Bagent being better than Caleb Williams and that the Bears would have won had he been in there. I can't have that conversation with you. Oh, he hung up. That was great. You're that much of a Tyson Bagent fan that you hung up when I didn't want to have the conversation about Tyson Bagent being there? That's wild. Listen, 312-644-6767. I'm not ready for that yet. I think that's what it really is. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready for, and listen, if you were to see this text line, oh man, it's a lot of I'm done with Caleb's on here, which is wild to me. I mean, okay, this is the part that I'm talking about. Let's go back to the beginning. All right, like I said, I'm therapist Gabe today, so let's come back to the beginning with me. Bears defense puts the Vikings 3-and-out first series of the game. Then they go on a 10-play, 61-yard drive to score the touchdown. Kick the ball back to the Vikings. They go 3-and-out again. All right? Now, this is where Benny J needs to come in and be the guru, the whisperer, because I'm going to take you back. If you watch the game, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about right here. Bears get the ball back. First play, little 1-yard pass to DeAndre Swift, right? Checking it down. Why are we running on first down? Right? Okay. Then Caleb Williams with a 12-yard scramble. Okay. Love that. Got the first down. Stay with me, okay? This is the second possession of the game for the Bears. Looking good. Scored 10 play, 61-yard drive. You got the first down. You're feeling good. Then on first down, DJ Moore up the middle, a little running back, for 5 yards. So you're at 2nd and 5, feeling good. The Vikings have yet to stop you. Then you get the 5-yard false start. Hurts the soul because you kill your momentum right there. Then, of course, Caleb Williams on 2nd and 10, 8-yard pass to Colston Loveland. 3rd and 2 now. This is where Ben Johnson and Caleb, like, this should be hitting at like an 80% rate, 3rd and 2 for Chicago Bears. If you got Ben Johnson, the creative mind on offense, and you got Caleb Williams, the capable, at the very least, right, regardless of how you feel about him, a guy that should be capable of completing a little out route, which he does beautifully. I've seen him do it a million times. It's 3rd and 2. What do you have on that play? Some wild pass to Roma Dunze where he telegraphs whatever's going to happen, and he ends up losing 4 yards on the play. That's it. And then a punt. You punt it away. Like, those are the moments that I'm talking about. Like, there's other things going. 3rd and 2, you, Caleb Williams didn't call the screen to Roma Dunze when you've been moving the ball easily down the field, hitting your checkdowns, scrambling out of situations. Again, first time, I'm not saying Ben Johnson. The reason I love Ben Johnson, I'm saying there's blame to go around. We can be mad at Caleb Williams, but he didn't call that play. And I could point, there's a couple more I could point to. But that's just where I go to immediately when I feel like the Bears could have put their foot on the necks of the Minnesota Vikings. Because then after that, the Vikings come down and kick a field goal. 7 plays, 67-yard drive. It's tough. Anyway, 312-644-6767. I don't know if I'm ready for more Caleb slander right now. Tyler Farrengall handling producer duties. Every line is locked up right now. But I mean, everybody wants to talk about Caleb. Let's go to Peter. Is that cool? Can I go to Peter? Let's go to Peter in downtown. Peter, are you stumbling around Michigan Avenue drunk after this game?
No, but I need to lay on the couch and not sit on it.
Okay, fair enough. I'll get you some water. Therapist Gabe is here for you. What do you want to get off your chest?
Okay, so I think we need to stop putting a lot of the blame on Ryan Poles. Caleb Williams was the consensus number one pick, the most hyped quarterback to come out since Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning. He still does not look comfortable in the pocket. He looks antsy. Every one of his passes on the 10 for 10 was a dump off, right? We drafted Loveland, who's supposed to be Sam LaPorta 2.0. You know, we drafted Luther Burden. It's supposed to be Jameson Williams. They're not on the field. They're not on the field. They're not playing.
But you said don't. But you said don't blame Ryan Poles. That's what you told me.
Yeah, well, a lot of that had to do with Ben Johnson. But do you feel comfortable with Caleb Williams spreading the offense?
Yes.
Because I haven't seen anything where he's able to. Nothing to spread. Every one of them is a dump off.
No. This is the part. Okay, hold on, because I really like Peter. I like where you're going with this. Last year, he never dumped the ball off. You told him to dump the ball off. This first game, he dumps the ball off, and now you're saying all he's doing is dumping the ball off. What is he supposed to do then? Is he supposed to dump it off or not? I'm confused.
Well, then obviously it's the play calling, right? So if he's 10 for 10 for 61 yards, two of those plays were, 20 yards rushing. He's averaging 4 yards a throw. Why aren't we spreading the offense? This is Ben Johnson, the best offensive mind in football.
Fair. Okay, hold on, wait, because I like this conversation we're having, Peter. You're going up against one of the best defenses in the league. Not like the Bears where we're fanning that they're going to be the top 5 or top 10 defense in the league. This is a bona fide, perennially, one of the best defenses in the league. So you're not going to have a ton of time. And then, let's not forget, Olin Krutz mentioned it. Like, Joe Tooney had never played with Braxton Jones before, all training camp. And like together on the same offensive line. So there was some adjusting that needed to happen there too. So you didn't want to, have Caleb doing 7-step drops when you have an offensive line that hasn't played together against one of the best defenses and defensive minds in the league. So that's a little, there's layers to that, right? But I don't know. I want to push back a little bit on Ryan Poles. And the reason why is because he's missed a lot. And I was one of his biggest defenders, to be very clear. I was defending him when he did the Chase Claypool trade because I thought the Packers were after him. I thought Velus Jones made sense in the moment because you needed a dynamic wide receiver because you didn't have one in the present. So I liked the Braxton Jones pickup. I didn't like the Jalen Carter passing up on him to get. It's just, so there's things there that I didn't necessarily like. And then when you cut Zach Pickens, when you draft the kicker in the fourth round, it's just like there's things that I don't agree with. Right when it comes to Ryan Poles, but it's again. There's just
Gabe, let me ask you this.
Yeah, I like
let
this.
Let me ask
like
you this. Sorry to cut you off.
No. I like okay. this.
We've seen Caleb Williams play 18 NFL games. Have you once seen him look comfortable in the pocket?
Have I? Has he once looked comfortable in the pocket? Yeah, I feel like there's been moments. You can't say that he's never looked comfortable
moments.
In the pocket. Yeah,
moments. This is supposed to be the next Andrew Luck, the next Peyton Manning. And we've seen moments of him being
All right. Let me ask you something, Peter. Last year, fill in the blank. Last year, out of 32 teams in the NFL, the Bears had the what best offensive line? The
worst.
Okay, come on. You're talking about looking comfortable in the pocket.
But that's changed now, right?
Hold on, because we're having a good conversation here. He didn't look comfortable all last year, to your point, because he had the worst, literally the worst, in your words, offensive line in football. And then today, first half looked decent, and then he reverted a little bit back. Like I feel like Ben Johnson said it, right? He said, Caleb, you have so many weapons, you don't have to put the team on your back. Dump it off to DeAndre Swift. Dump it off to DJ Moore. Let these guys do their job. And I felt like in the second half, he just went back into I need to save this team mode.
But how many times in the second half did we see him overthrow receivers? He missed that one in the end zone there with 2 or 3 minutes left in the game. He overthrew DJ Moore in a wide open touchdown.
He was in a little bit of a window. I think we're both right in this situation. Did he have some bad throws? Sure. Did he have some great throws? Well, let's talk about all the connections that he made, right, to DJ Moore, specifically on some out routes. The Roma Dunze on the run to the right, that was a bullet that Roma Dunze made a great catch on. So there's plays there. The throw to Cole Kmet, which he made a fantastic catch on. Like, there's plays there that he made. Again, I don't need Caleb Williams to be a top 5 quarterback. I need you to be in the 7 to 12 range, you know what I mean? To get you above 500 and to continue to build off of that. That's how I feel.
Where do you have him right now?
I'm a homer. I'm a meatball homer. So it's like, it's a tough question for me to answer. But if I were to make a statement in the middle right now, I'd say he's like 16 without going through every team in the league.
How so if we could do the draft over, would you take Jaden Daniels over
no.
him? Obviously, would you take Bo
no.
Nix over him?
I wouldn't. I still wouldn't take Jaden Daniels over him.
Okay.
I think Jaden Daniels, and if you I watch a lot of football. I watch a ridiculous amount of football. And for everybody out there that loves football this much, just pay the $100 if you got it and get the NFL app because you can watch every game condensed in like 30 minutes. It's the best thing ever. So I get to watch all these games. And Jaden Daniels is going to get hurt. Like, they run too many bootlegs for him. He's super frail. Like, it's inevitable that it's just going to happen. It's just win. And so I feel like Caleb Williams is built a little bit different, can withstand a little bit more, and has a better deep ball than Jane Daniels. So I would still take him. But again, that's a whole other conversation for another time. But Pete, I appreciate you, man. This is one of my favorite. This is my favorite phone call right now.
I love what you do.
Thank you.
The first time I've been on the score, man, I always enjoy listening to you.
Well, listen, I hope you enjoyed the time on the couch. I won't bill you. This one's on the house, all right?
My man.
Next time I work this overnight, I expect to see you on this couch so we can see how you're doing after that, of the next Bears game, all right?
You got it.
All right, Peter, I'll talk to you, man. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670. The score, the couch is open, man. I got one line open left. That's it. It's there for you. 312-644-6767. All right, now... What was the name? Because I can't see it.
Vic?
No. I'm talking about on line 8.
Oh, line 8. I'm sorry. That is Gus.
Gus, I hope he's still there. Let's get Gus on the line. Gus has been hanging out for quite some time. So, Gus, I want to give you some time to vent. I want to give you your proper time. I don't want to rush you. I don't have any clients before or after you. This is your time on the couch with Therapist Gabe. What's up, Gus?
Well, thank you, Gabe. I appreciate your time today. And listen, I heard a lot of what you were saying before and after, and you're doing a lot of good service, I think, for Bears fans. What I want to bring to the table here is maybe I've not heard talked about a little bit tonight, which is how we handled the kickoff at the 2-minute warning, or right before the 2-minute warning, because we could have kicked it out of bounds, or we could have tried to kick it through the end zone, and it would have saved the timeout or not. And the only difference was 5 yards. So if after we scored the touchdown with 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go, we kick it through the end zone or whatever they do, we're talking about 5 yards. Why wouldn't Cairo Santos just kick it out of bounds? And then we get... Is 5 yards worth a touchdown or not? Sorry, a timeout or not? That's my question.
Yeah, somebody did call in earlier and mentioned it, Gus, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's just one of those moments from a texter text in, actually, after the guy made the comment and said, actually, it was right here, from 727. He said they did know. Santos told Johnson he could kick it out of the end zone, and clearly he couldn't. Now, I don't know if that was something that was mentioned in the post game. I didn't hear that, but I can't imagine Cairo Santos told Ben Johnson that he could kick it out of the end zone and then couldn't, right? Because that would be the thought. He did get it pretty far back there, but you're right. I mean, the fact of the matter is it's all about clock management, right? And you want to put yourself in the best situation possible. You only had one timeout. 2-minute warning could have acted as such, and it was a miss, right? It's a miss. It's something that Ben Johnson has to learn from, and the hope – right, Gus? The hope is that he'll never find himself in that situation again.
Exactly. Now, hey, Gabe, I got a question for you.
Sure.
What was the one thing that you saw from this coaching staff, and whether it's time management or something like that, that made you think maybe this is a little bit different?
It's a great question because throughout the game, Gus, I was really trying to zero in on that. I was looking at Caleb Williams on the sideline. I was like, oh, he's still by himself. You know, like I didn't get a shot of Ben Johnson coming up and chatting with him a little bit. I think for me, what I saw was it gusto? Was that what I'm looking for, Gus? And I'm not. That's not a pun because your name is Gus.
But no, just Gus.
No. I'm saying, but I felt like that's the difference. That there was, you know, when he went for it on 4th down, and I disagreed with it wholeheartedly. I thought he should have kicked the field goal the first time he went for it on 4th and 3, you know, when they were right inside that gold zone.
Right.
But the look on Ben Johnson's face, and I thought to myself, I'm like, damn, this is your first game at Soldier Field on the Monday night, and you're like, F it, I don't care, I'm going for it. Like, that's ballsy, right? And so that was something, like there's conviction in your decision-making.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that. At least because you asked me, what did I feel like was different? To me, it was that you have confidence in your ideas and you are going to implement them and live or die with them, regardless of the outcome. That, to me, that's what stood out the most.
Yeah. You know, and that's awesome there too, Gabe. And I really hope that maybe how this game ended, that he doesn't lose that, because I agree with you.
Yeah, I do too. Dude. Gus, thanks for the call, man. You're the best. I appreciate you for hanging out and waiting on hold. And hopefully my therapy chaise was comfortable for you. Let's take some more phone calls. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Bears, just a brutal Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. If you're going to sleep shortly and you're waking up, we got some good stuff lined up for you, man. If you get up at 7 o'clock, Olin Krutz, he's my favorite, right? When I think about all the post-game people and those that cover the Bears, Olin Krutz, number one for me. Just the way he breaks down the game is just, it's like just enough intellect mixed with just enough meatball, you know, like right in the middle. He's perfect. He'll be on at 7. Dane Wonstadt at 7:40. Patrick Manley, one of the second best brains when they covered football, a former Chicago Bear long snapper. Patrick Manley will be on at 11 with Raheemian Harris, with Mark Grody. And then Matt Forte, Jalen Johnson, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock with Spiegel and Holmes. Make sure that you guys are here for that one. All right, let's go out to Janice from Frankfurt. Janice, you're a season ticket holder. You were at the game. What'd you think about it?
Well, it's the couch isn't big enough for us. Mm. But, you know, honestly, I think the blame doesn't go to one person. There was just too many mistakes.
Yeah.
Too many overthrown passes. Cairo Santos, I think it's not nice to bash him. The guy's been great the last couple seasons. Yep. And I, you know, nobody's 100%. And I think that's wrong. And I agree. When they didn't go for that field goal, always take the points early in the game. Always take the points. I mean, and look at differential ended up being 3 points.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I think the moment, and it was very obvious that the defense was, they were on the field and outplayed the Vikings, and it was very obvious they were gassed because it was all defense, and it was so obvious by the middle of the third quarter, and then they had that bad holding call, which the Vikings turned over for a touchdown, and it just seemed like it took the air out of them. It like felt like the whole momentum changed.
Well, you were there at the game, Janice. I'm curious.
Yeah.
And you know, during the broadcast, obviously you didn't get an opportunity to see it, but Troy Aikman at one point said it was the loudest he'd ever heard Soldier Field, ever.
Oh my God. I was texting a friend that we used to tailgate with that moved to Florida. My ears were killing me. I've been going for 20 years. I have never heard it so loud.
What was the moment that it was
energy there?
What was the moment that it was the loudest, Janice? Was it the pick six?
Oh my God, the
pick six?
The pick six was. It was. I mean, the whole place was shaking.
We were going to the Super Bowl. We were going to the Super Bowl after the pick six. Just so you know, in my mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. And I mean, you know, it's unrealistic to think a team rebuilding is going to turn around and, you know, maybe make a wild card. But, I mean, come on, it's unrealistic. But, you know, us Bear fans have been starved for a very long time, and I'm a Cub fan, and I've been starved, too, for a long time.
Yeah,
you know,
you're a tortured soul, Janice.
But honestly, I have never heard, and my seat partners, you know, that I go with,
yeah,
we all said it's never been this loud. Never. And the energy was insane. Insane.
Yeah, the Bears are looking for, you know, Bears fans, I should say. We are looking for an opportunity to celebrate. And, you know, a victory week one on Monday Night Football, national television, with Ben Johnson as your new coach, a new offense, new defense with Dennis Allen. Like, it just would have, like, but it's so Chicago Bears to lose that game. It's like the most Chicago Bears thing ever to put together three good quarters, great quarters, defensively. You know, even though Bears didn't put up points, I mean, they're moving the ball. I mean, and then going back to that fourth down play, it was 4th and 3 from the 24. You know, you got too cocky in that moment. That's what it was. You put up a touchdown on your first drive. The second drive got stalled a bit. Third one, you're back right there in the gold zone. And I'm sure he thought to himself, we're going to be down here all day. We're going for this one. Too cocky. Too cocky. You want to give your young team just some momentum. You want to give them an opportunity to feel good. Going up a whole score against J.J. McCarthy, putting more pressure on J.J. McCarthy. You know, you just, it's like you got to think about the mental game.
a little bit more. The Bears kicked that field goal 10-7. J.J. McCarthy's like, I suck, you know? Three and out twice in a row. Got the field goal drive. Now you get, but you put points, you get the field goal back. You steal their heart, you know? Tough one. All right. Do I got time for one more call? Tyler Farringall handling producer duties today. 312-644-6767. Oh, I got to take this call. Will number two. See, when you call overnights and you sit on the therapist chair the way Will number two has for years now, you get direct service to the therapist chair. Therapist Gabe in the building, Gabe Ramirez, right here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, obviously on the Tuesday. Will number two, come take a seat, man. Relax on the couch. I'm glad you made it back.
What's up, my man Gabe? How are you?
You know, now the same as always. Disappointed in my Chicago Bears.
Right, right. Well, you know me. I'm still smarting over things that happened a few seasons.
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not. No. You're 100% correct. And also, let me say this first before I start. When I call in from now on, I'm just going to be Will from Forest Park. Because Tyler was like, well, why are you Will number two? And I was like, well, when I was standing in displays, there was a Will number one.
That's so funny. But no, Will, no, listen to me. You will always be Will number two. Don't take that away from yourself. Okay, you're number one in my heart.
We'll keep it.
Number one in my heart, number two on the phone lines, okay?
We'll keep it. Okay, well, let me go in. So I chilled with a few friends at Avenue Ale House to watch the game tonight. So what I saw was, I think Bears fans... And I'm still a Bears fan. I mean, I've been here all my life, 52 years old. I think we should calm down. What I think we saw tonight was a mixed bag.
Okay.
There was some good. Of course, there was definitely some bad. But
Before you continue, Will, let me get on the couch because you're spitting some positivity right here. So I think I need to go lay on the therapist's couch.
Ahead.
You need to talk to me. Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, there was some good. There was some bad. What I feel good about, like I said, even though I'm still smarting about some things, what I feel good about is none of the negativity from previous seasons came back for me. I saw fight. I saw some people with their hearts in it. And not that their hearts weren't in it before, but I saw a difference with that tonight. You know, and that pick six, Caleb playing the way he played during the first half. Like I say, there's a lot to feel good about. Once again, this is a crushing loss. It was a bad loss, you know, Monday Night Football, first game, home game, and we let this team back in, a rookie quarterback. But
tough.
I think Bears fans should just kind of slow it down a little bit. I know that's tough to hear, but I think Bears fans should
Remember, I'm on the couch. You're my therapist right here. But Will, the thing was we were winning the whole game. You know, if we were losing the whole game and it was like, hey, you know what, first game, whatever. But they were winning and they it's almost as if they didn't know how to close the game out, right? Like they hadn't been in that situation enough to, you know, continue to put points on the board, continue to put their foot on the throat. Like it's like too much pressure. Like, oh my God, we got the victory, we got the lead. It's Monday Night Football. And then everybody's thinking about it. Am I going to go get this steak after this thing? Like, this is crazy. I can't believe we're about to be 1-0. Like, you know, you start thinking those things and then the moment gets too big.
One of your earlier callers said, I feel like they ran out of steam at some point, yeah. Especially the defense. Because they played great. I mean, they had the rookie quarterback. They had him on his heels. He was uncomfortable. He didn't know what to do. Well, he knew what to do, but nothing was working for him. I think some of the steam ran out. Maybe that was the excitement. I don't know what it was. I mean, because I've never played pro ball.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they lost some steam. But and even with the injuries on defense, I still saw some good out there.
You did.
At
you
least,
did. And that's why you needed
– Like I said
– Go ahead.
So, but at least, like I say, a lot of the negativity from previous seasons, I didn't see where I'd given up hope in the first quarter. It was like, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there was moments, right? Like, for the first time in a while, I saw...
We needed more scoring. Should have been a lot more scoring done.
Got to get points on the board. But there was moments, yes. Right? Like, you saw deep passes to DJ Moore. You saw tackles for loss by Tremaine Edmonds, right? You saw Dio Odengbo get busy trying to tell people to keep their mouth shut. You know, keep my name out your mouth.
Pressure on an opposing team's quarterback, yes.
So there was moments like that where you felt good about the team. So I do agree with you in that. And there was fight there, right? I think where the the players, listen, you love the fact that next man up, right? People were given an opportunity to perform and they did at a high level. What you would have loved to have seen is the complete team where you can rotate these guys in, right? Where maybe a Noah Sewell would have been a spell person instead of having to be there. By the time the fourth quarter comes, now he can't keep up with Aaron Jones Sr. on the wheel route, right? That's what you're seeing, where he's not used to that ever. He hasn't played four quarters of hard-nosed football in a while, right? And now he's being tasked with doing that. So that's where that stuff comes in. But you know what? You're right.
Let's see this team put their foot on the other team's neck and keep it there.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. Will, I appreciate you. Will, number two. And Avenue L House right there on Oak Park Avenue. That's a good one, man. I got to go over there. You know, I'm Oak Park Gabe now. I'm no longer Chicago Gabe. I mean, I'm always going to be Chicago Gabe. But I can still take the blue line to work. That's how close I live, you know, in Oak Park. So I'm still going to claim it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if the Bears can claim it, if the Bears can be the Chicago Bears in Arlington Heights, then I could be Chicago Gabe in Oak Park.
100%.
I think it'll be good. All right, we got more. We got a lot more time. I'm here till 5 in the morning taking your phone calls. And as you've heard, my couch is open. Therapist Gabe in the building, ready to talk to you about this Bears game. And on the other side, Brandon and Dylan, y'all ass has been on hold for over 40 minutes. I'm gonna take care of you guys on the other side. I'm gonna take these three calls for sure. Mark, Brandon, Dylan, I got you on the other side. All right, don't go anywhere. More conversations on the other half. I want to hear, is it Caleb's fault? What did you see? What were your takeaways from this game as the Bears fall to the Minnesota Vikings 27-24? Your phone calls on the other side, 312-644-6767. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips right here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Bears fall to the Minnesota Vikings 27-24, kicking off their season with a loss. I definitely had the Bears winning this one, 20-16. That was my predicted score. What am I supposed to do? It's a tough one. Bears are winning 17-6 heading into the fourth quarter. Gave up 21 points in the final quarter. It's tough. Caleb Williams led the team down for a... felt like a pointless drive. Like, almost like, yeah, of course you're going to score right here. You had, you know, and like the casual fan that doesn't understand like cover two and prevent in the fourth quarter, you're like, why couldn't they have done this all game? But the fact of the matter is, they just couldn't have. They didn't. Scored in every quarter, though. Put up 24. You're missing three of your... don't even start. All right, therapist Gabe in the building. Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I am taking your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Let's go to the people that have been on hold for quite some time. Let's start with Mark out in Milwaukee. Mark, talk to me, man. What's the one question that you have? Sit on the therapist couch. I got time for you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Of course, brother.
As far as you're questioning about Caleb Williams, did he cost him the game? He was as responsible, but I don't think he's the one that gave up 21 points to the Vikings in the fourth quarter.
It's a great point.
If you understand.
Great point. Because Caleb Williams could have had a great game if the defense could have just, you know, played the same in the fourth as they did in the first three quarters.
I have a couple observations. In my opinion, I'm 73 years old. I'm a Packer fan, but I followed the Bears religiously also. I love, you know, the way you guys cover them. You know, I think of the Bears, I think a lot of people do, as, you know, the monsters of the Midway, the Urlachers, the Lance Briggs. They have Roquan Smith. To me, the two best players on the Bears right now, number one, are Jalen Johnson, who everybody wanted. The Packers were high on him. They didn't get him. And Jaquan Brisker. And, you know, he's had devastating injuries. I understand that. But, you know, when I think of the Bears, and I'm a little more, you know, in tune with them, but a lot of people, if you ask them who their front four are on defense, okay, I know there's Sweat and Grady, that just came from Atlanta, but what have they done draft-wise as far as linebackers, front four? Not much, in my opinion. And yeah. I think that's telling.
It's funny. While you were texting, I just looked up. I was like, damn, when was the last time the Bears drafted a linebacker in the top four rounds? That's what I wanted to go, because I know they've Ruben Hippolyte this year in the fourth. Nick Kwiatkowski was the last one in the fourth round, 2016. That's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, it is.
And then
I think so too.
Before that, John Bostic, who the people had a lot of high hopes about him. That was a second round pick. And then Kasim Green in 2013. But it's been 9 years since the Bears drafted a linebacker in the first 4 years. Tyler Ferengul producing today. Can you double check that? Can you just see drafts?
Things happen like that. It's been it was 20 some years that the Packers hadn't drafted a wide receiver in the first round until this year. But I have a couple things. Why? And I know the rules have changed this year as far as onside kicks. You can only do them in certain things. Wouldn't, in your opinion, the Bears have been better off at the end trying for an onside kick? And I know you have to declare it, but they would have had a chance to recover it. And if they didn't, I don't know what difference it would have made time-wise or field-wise, position-wise. I thought they would have done that. And my other question about the Bears, when do you think, I mean, it's just a comment on the organization as a whole. I'd be willing to bet, you know, I come to Chicago a lot. I'll bet you a soda or a corned beef sandwich or a pizza. 5 years from now, there still will not be a new stadium. You know, what is taking so long to get that done? But the other thing is, you know, everybody's praising Ben Johnson as a great offensive mind. And he hopefully probably will be. But he's only been a coordinator. You're going up against guys now, head coaches like Kevin O'Connell, like Matt LaFleur, like Sean, the guy at the Rams,
McVay.
Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. There are a lot of guys, Pete Carroll now, there are a lot of guys that are coaching that are great offensive minds that have experience as head coaches, Sean Payton. You know, I think it's going to take a long time, but the offensive line on the penalties, of course – But it's not just that. You know, you bring in all these free agents on the offensive line playing together, and it just isn't enough. You know, I understand the inconsistency. You know, did the Bears make a mistake in drafting Caleb? You know, I don't think so. You know, it's always a crapshoot, you know, who you draft and who you don't. But McCarthy, you know, there was a lot of good players, Daniels, him, you know, it's still, the laundry has to come out. It's still in the wash, but, penalties, you know, are just, you can't overcome that. You just can't. And thank you for taking my call. I really enjoy, you know, listening to you. Thanks a lot.
Oh, appreciate it. No worries, man. Mark from Milwaukee representing, man. Thanks. You can always call us in. I always like it when you give us your insight. And listen, Ben Johnson has to take his lumps. Because Mark from Milwaukee is right. You are going up against Kevin O'Connell. You are going up against Matt LaFleur in this division specifically. And so it's just, you know, when you're a rookie coach, it's not just rookie quarterbacks or rookie running backs or rookie wide receivers. It's rookie coaches as well. That, you know, you're being faced or you're having to make those decisions in real time. And it's difficult. It's difficult. I wanted to ask Mark one more question, and I'm going to ask you guys listening. What would have been the takeaway if the Bears won, right? Like, let's say they did kick it out of bounds and did stop them on a three and out, got the ball back with like a minute left, went to overtime, and then like won the game. So like everything's still the same. J.J. McCarthy still puts up 21 points in the fourth. Bears defense falters in the second half. The offense is stagnant in certain moments. But what's the takeaway then? I'm just curious. 312-644-6767. I'm curious your thoughts because, you know, yes, we can harp on the negative. But I wonder what the narrative would have been had the Bears won. You know? 27. Like if they didn't score the last touchdown to give them 27 and the Bears would have got their touchdown at the end, 24-20 or something. Like what did that mean? Caleb Williams putting up points in the second half and then he got to just put it together. That's what people would say. Four quarters of Caleb. I can't wait till he gets the ball rolling. Things like that. Benny J with a, you know, great scripted first 10 and great end to the game.
You know what's an honest comp that I would have for this game if they did win that first game last year? You walked away okay. Like, oh, man, thank God they won that game. Oh. But, oof.
Yeah, I feel that.
A lot to improve on.
You're right.
Not as bad, but like a lot that you're like,
I just wanted to leave this game feeling hopeful, you know, and I thought the victory, despite the score, would have had me feeling that way when it was 17-6. And I thought, you know, 20-13, that's a dub. I'll take it. It's hard to get victories in the NFL. You know, again, I say that I want 9 happy Mondays. That's all I'm not asking for too much. I don't want it's 17 weeks. I need 9 Mondays where I'm happy.
I'll ask you then what left you feeling most hopeful about the game, like specific player, specific part.
I'll tell you this.
Most hopeful.
I'll tell you this. What got me two things. One, the depth of the defense of the Chicago Bears. Okay, that had me hopeful because when they are healthy, this is going to be a dangerous defense. And secondly, it'd be Ben Johnson. Did he make mistakes? Sure, but did I feel much better about? Not much better, but did I feel better about this Bears team? And am I hopeful about this Bears team after what I saw today? In those two areas, yes. I'm curious what you have to say, though. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Brandon, like I promised, out in Morton Grove. Brandon, what up?
What's good, Gabe? Tyler, thanks for taking my call.
Of course, brother. What you got to say about this game?
Man, if things keep going this way, man, Paul's needs to put you on the payroll, man, because, you know, I don't know what shrinks make an hour, but, man, you're talking to a lot of people that need to sit on your couch.
Hey, you know, I don't mind talking to Ryan Poles. He could sit on my couch, too. I'm sure he'd have some things to say. But what? Well, get it off your chest, though. What's the number one thing that's bubbling to the top here, you know?
Where do I start, man? So, when I was watching Manning cast last year and I was watching a Cowboys game, he said the best way to supplement a no-run game, is to do it with short passes. And I think that's what we're going to need to do going forward. But here's the problem. You know, I think this cadence and pre-snap reads thing is a lot bigger than people think. Because, you know, if you look at Peyton, Brady, all those teams, they only had average like 3 to 5 penalties a game. You know what I mean? And the biggest thing they preach is negative plays, because once you're behind the sticks, it makes everything so much harder, and you can't run the offense you want to run. And, you know, maybe they can go into a no-huddle offense, because that forces the team to stick with their defensive players. That way we can tire them out faster, because we should be doing a lot better, honestly, with all these skill players that we have. Because, you know, like what Olin has been saying is, you know, his accuracy downfield hasn't been looking good, and obviously the cadence. And if you look at, like, Cam Newton, he had the best cadence back in the day. He would get guys to jump offside all the time with his fake cadences. Do you ever see Caleb doing that? You know, going to the huddle, calling a fake cadence, and then backing up, making a check, checking to a different play.
I mean, he did get somebody. I agree with your point, but I'm just slightly throwing out there that he did have a defender jump off sides with good as cadence today. Just one time it happened.
Okay, but how many times did our guys false start?
Fair. No. I like I said, I agree with you. I was just throwing that in there.
So how long are we supposed to wait for Caleb to be a field general like Peyton and Brady?
How many seasons did it take Peyton and Tom to be at that level? Not one or two.
True, but I mean, he's the number one pick, man.
Yeah, I hear that, man. And this is what I was talking earlier with somebody else about. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Is that, you know, there are only four. I asked somebody, you know, how many great quarterbacks are there in the league right now? Out of 32 teams, is four. You know, so I'm not trying to put Peyton Manning and Tom Brady pressure on Caleb Williams. I don't need you to do that. You have talent around you. You have a really good defense and talent around you. I just need you to be better than serviceable. Kind of like Sam Darnold, right? Like, get the job done, check down. That's why the first half was so good, because you weren't doing too much. Little dump off to DeAndre Swift, 4 yards. Little dump off to DJ Moore, 6 yards. Little 8-yard pass to Colston Loveland. Like, dinking, whatever it is, your way down the field. And I think that he was doing a good job of that initially, and I think it's when you put too much pressure on yourself, on the offense, to do too much is when you find yourself in a terrible situation, like he did more often than not in this game. And couldn't find a rhythm. All right. You just couldn't get your rhythm. Now, most people will point to the fact that the first, you know, several plays are scripted. That's where Caleb did well at. And then after that, he kind of faltered.
It's hard. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hard. It's not. This is not a. I wanted to come on the radio and be really mad today. I want to be very clear, guys. I wanted to be mad. Like, I wanted to be pissed. I wanted to come in and be like, Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, what is going on here? I can't believe we lost that game. But the homer in me somehow is not justifying it, but like wants to find some silver lining. I guess that's just who I am. 312-644-6767. Who I am is Gabe Ramirez, and what you are listening to is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We're taking your phone calls right now, and as promised, let's get somebody else. It's been on the hold for an hour. Let's go to Dylan in Tampa, and what's worse is that it's an hour later in Tampa. Dylan, what do you think about Ryan Poles and how he set this team up for the current season?
Yeah, that was what I was calling about. I'm still heated here 3 hours later, whatever it is, 4 hours later. I still am hot. But, I mean, it's just a typical Bears Tuesday, I guess you could say. But, yeah, I was calling about Ryan Poles because while this game was happening, I was taking a look at our recent draft history of the last 4 years that he's been our GM. And we have had 3 third-round picks, 7 second-round picks, and 3 first-round picks. Like Peter said before, I can't criticize Poles for the Williams pick. I mean, any GM's going to make that pick. I mean, anyone. No one can say that they wouldn't make that pick. But let's dive into his other 4 drafts here just briefly, and then I'll get your opinion. So his first draft, we have Tyler Gordon and Jaquan Brisker. Obviously, 2 solid cornerbacks, now in their 4th year, but they're both oft injured. Are either of these 2 going to be a Pro Bowl quality player? Possibly. I mean, maybe. But as of right now, I would say no. Let's go to 2023. We have Darnell Wright and Dexter. I would say Javon.
Don't leave out Tyreek Stevenson. Don't leave out Tyreek Stevenson.
And Stevenson, yes. So we have 2 solid defensive players. I would say a solid offensive lineman. But of these 3 players, are any of them going to be Pro Bowl quality? I'd say Dexter might have. I'd say he's our best chance at a defensive player that would be a Pro Bowler, potentially. And then we go to the Caleb Williams draft, and we got Rome. But our 3rd-round pick, Amagaji, okay.
Terrible
what
pick.
Were we doing there? But this is my main point that I wanted to get to. If we look at this most recent draft, I want to puke. We have a 1st-round pick, 3 2nd-round picks, and a 4th-round pick, and a 5th-round pick who's not playing this year. I mean, I'm not going to hold that against him. But we had no one that contributed anything in this game today. We had Loveland, Burden, and our 7th-round running back combined for 4 catches for 20 yards.
Yeah, so, tough. It's tough. It's tough.
I just don't know what to say to that. It's just, how can we continue to – we want Poles came here and he said he wanted to build through the draft. Okay, understandable. I mean, that's what you should do as a franchise. I mean, that's what any franchise should do. But I just don't – he's been here for 4 years, and I'm looking at all four of these drafts. I see four solid defensive players, a solid lineman, and then we got Caleb and Rome. And then our most recent draft, I just – other teams, these teams that are on top of the league right now – the Ravens, the Bills, the Eagles, even the Packers, I got to give them credit. These teams are consistently drafting Pro Bowl quality players every single draft. And it's just like we don't have anyone that has any sort of star power or impact player or anything. And it's just getting hard. Year by year goes by and it just gets hard. But yeah. I'll listen for your thoughts. I appreciate you taking my call.
Of course, Dylan, I appreciate you. My couch, my therapist's couch will always be available to you. And, you know, you bring up some great points. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, the first couple rounds for Ryan Poles, you know, Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, great guys, great additions to the defense. Kyler Gordon, yes, a Pro Bowler, if he's healthy. You're right. They've both been dealing with the injury bugs, him and Jaquan Brisker. Velus Jones in the third round, huge miss. But again, there was no wide receiver available. And they thought Velus Jones was going to be like Deebo Samuel. Let's not forget. So big miss there in 2022. 2023, you know, you get Darnell Wright, Javon Dexter, Tyreek Stevenson. Those are hits. But Zach Pickens, miss. Tyler Scott in the fourth round, miss. Right? Those are bad. Then, obviously, the Caleb Williams one. Karan Amagaji is, listen, I get it. You're from Chicagoland area or whatever. But the moment that I heard he went up to Kevin Orr or whoever it was on the golf course and I was like, I'm a highlight, or Matt Eberflus, and they were like, we'll see. And then they end up drafting him. Like, no, you're not smarter than everybody else. Like, that was not the greatest pick right there. And then Torrey Taylor in the fourth round. I said it already. Bucky, would you rather have Bucky Irving and I don't know, somebody else that can kick 53 yards instead of 55? You know what I mean? Yes. The answer is yes. Would you rather have Braylon Allen from the Jets? And I'm not talking about to be your star running back, but I'm talking about to be a second. Most teams have two good running backs or decent running backs. And you have Kyle Manunga, a seventh-round draft pick, and Torrey Taylor. That's what you have instead, right? And that's what I'm trying to tell you, Bears fans. So, again, another miss right there. And then this year, it's just tough. Anyway, I'm going to take a break, but we got more phone calls to take. Bernard, I see you. Joe, I see you. Andrew, I see you. And I want to talk to you. 312-644-6767. Why is it the same despite the changes? That's the question that I have for you. There's been multiple changes across the organization, and yet the outcome and the game was the same. Why? I need you to explain that to me. 312-644-6767. We'll take your phone calls. Right after this, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday. Shout out McConan. Presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We got more Bears talk after this on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.